want to carry on with where Andrew left off there in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Just picking up on that where it talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Actually, I'm telling you, go there. Go to James 1. There's one verse that I've been really pondering on. I pretty much I might be overstating it. I think I read it most of the mornings this week. I kept coming back to this verse. So it's this thought of liberty. And Andrew's talked about this. He emphasized, at least at the start, emphasized being liberated from the fear of or seeking to please men. But obviously there's so much more, and he talked about being changed on the inside. And so it says in James chapter 1, verse 25, "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it," or another translation I read this week which really kind of grabbed me, says, "perseveres in it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, this man or woman will be blessed in what they do." So I was meditating on it. Says, the one who looks intently. I read this, and then I had heard a testimony this week about how somebody, this week or last week, my wife shared a little video with me of a man who's in his 70s, and he shared about how he was in the Marine Corps. He was in Vietnam, and he came back, and the Lord had it that he was placed, actually he was dating a girl, and he was placed in a Marine Corps camp in the U.S., only 5 minutes, I think it was, from where his girlfriend was. And when he got back, his girlfriend challenged him and said, "There's something different about you." And he said, "Yeah, there is." And he really took it to heart. They both, he said, they had a pure relationship. They were seeking to be honoring to the Lord. But he took that, was obviously just from the Lord, and it cut him. And he went away and really challenged himself, like, what has changed? And he knew what it was. He knew that that hunger and that longing and that seeking for the Lord was gone. And so he made a decision that he was going to get up 10 minutes earlier. It was 10 minutes, 15 minutes earlier than he normally did, and just get into the Word. And so he shared then how he started to study the Word, and he would study 3 verses a day for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and he went through, he picked one of the epistles, Philippians, Ephesians, something like that. He made it through, and he said, no change. But he said, "I made a decision." You can maybe start to see the Marine Corps come out in him, because he was very disciplined. He was going to stay with it. So he picked another epistle, and he went through that. And I think he did 2 or 3. And all of a sudden, he said, "I could see the joy start to return." And 10 minutes became 15 minutes, became 30 minutes, became 45 minutes. And he said it just absolutely changed his life. And for me, I was reading through this, and I need to go back. If he could spend 30 minutes looking at 3 verses, I should probably reread these verses. And I went back and I swept when it was the Lord. I reread this verse and I thought, man, do I look intently into the perfect law of liberty? What does it look like to look intently into the perfect law of liberty? Then what is the law of liberty? And I started to meditate on what is the law of liberty. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And I bet you if I asked, what is the law of liberty, I think I'd actually get a number of different answers. Because I don't know that this is necessarily, and I think there's a number of good answers. Jesus Christ, it says, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will," could we say, "liberate his people from their sins?" I think that one of the critical things of the law of liberty is that it's a freedom from sin. But I was looking at this verse, and I was looking at Hebrews 4, and it says in Hebrews 4, it talks a lot about those who have believed enter that rest. And I've often thought of that rest as resting from my own work of trying to live a life, almost like in the Old Covenant, trying to live a life under all these different things that somehow I might be pleasing to the Lord. And I believe absolutely there is a resting. When we come to Jesus Christ and this perfect law of liberty, we are liberated from our sin, because only in Jesus Christ can we be set free. Under the Old Covenant, there was a pardoning, a covering over. We can call it that, a covering over of sin. But when Jesus came, there was an opportunity to be free, to be liberated, that we didn't have to live, as Andrew shared, when that pastor named his sin, And there was a willingness to humble himself. And that's the same for my testimony, and I think probably everyone's testimony, that when you came to a place where you're at the end of yourself and you cry out to Jesus, there wasn't just a covering over of the old life, but there was a freedom. It was the first time when I was 22 years old, I think, and I came to Christ. Despite having grown up in a Christian home and all of that, it was the first time when I came and really laid my life at the foot of the cross and was willing to be crucified with him. Say, Lord, whatever it costs, I need you. And that is when the chains were broken and I experienced this perfect law of liberty. A liberty from sin, a liberty from somehow trying to do it in my own striving and doing enough, like Andrew said, you know, checking all the boxes. Do I read my Bible? Do I go to church? Do I give enough? Do I give 10%? Do I do this? Do I do that? How do I look on the outside? Do I look okay on the outside? And I was saying, man, I can have freedom. I can have rest from all of that. The other thing that came to me this week, too, there's a lot. When we meditate on the law of liberty, there's many things that Christ has come to set us free from. And for me, one of the things this week was even just, Lord, I need you to liberate me from just my almost my own feeling of all the things that I need to, I don't even know how to say it, all the things that I need to accomplish in this life. Everything that you could almost say all of your hopes, all of your plans, all of your dreams, all of my to-do lists. Everything like that. I just thought, man, there's a deeper thing, Lord, here of just bringing all things and laying them at your feet. And I just think that the Lord desires to continue to teach us what this law of liberty looks like. There are absolute principles to it, though, or bases to it, that the law of liberty says this. Because the law is like this law right here. Does anybody know what this law is? What's that law? Gravity, right? It's a principle. It's dramatic. It demonstrates something. How many thought when I dropped the Bible it was just going to hover here? It's not, right? The law of gravity is, it's going to work. So the law of liberty, there's another law. What's the other law? The law of sin and death. So let me show you what. The law of sin and death. Anybody think that they can dabble in sin? Anybody think the Bible's going to hover this time? It won't, right? The law of sin and death is the same. I've lived that life, right? The law of sin and death says this. If you practice sin, the wages of sin is death. But the law of liberty, we need to look intently into the law of liberty and persevere in it, because the law of liberty is as strong or stronger than the law of gravity. The law of liberty is stronger than the law of sin and death. The law of liberty says that if we meditate, we seek Jesus Christ, the simplicity of purity of devotion to Jesus Christ. If we do that and we're obedient to the convictions that he places in our heart, then this freedom, this change that Andrew talked about on the inside, we can know that liberty. It's what has been in my heart this week, and the Lord is allowing me as I meditate on, Lord, what are you seeking to liberate from? And there are depths to that. It's like an onion. The very first thing he's seeking to liberate us from is the law, is sin. He's come to set the captives free. If you're bound in sin, I was bound in bitterness, I was bound in immorality, I was bound in so many things. And when I came to Jesus Christ, he broke every one of those chains. There was suffering. We need to be willing to be united with Christ in his suffering, in his death, that we can experience the life and the liberty that he came to give. But I just want to challenge you with that. I don't share long. I just want to challenge you with that and just build on what Andrew shared. Just encourage all of us. And you know the example. I was thinking, what's an example, Lord? How to, like, so we can talk about these. So what does it look like to walk this out? And to me, it comes back to that, where Paul said, he said, I am concerned for you that you've been, I can't quote it exactly, but he said to the Corinthians, you've been drawn away, you've been distracted from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Jesus Christ. And you know, the picture that was in my mind, my wife, I'm so grateful, this year, she's got a green thumb, I don't, and I love it. We have so many flowers, and she does sunflowers. And the one thing is just a simple picture in my mind. If you set a flower in a window, where does the flower look? It's always just hunting for the sun. And it just sits there. And all day it'll just stare at the sun. And I thought, Lord, let me be like that, like the sunflower my wife plants in the garden. Where it says, if we've been raised up with Christ, let us keep seeking those things above. And it's just a simple picture that came to my mind this week. This is, looking intently into this law of liberty. It's not intended to be complicated. It is simple. And that's where it's so easy to become distracted, whether it's, there's so many things that can distract us. And I've just been reminded this week, Lord, I don't want to be distracted from that simplicity of knowing you and fixing our eyes on you, seeking you, being diligent, being disciplined to seek the Lord. And when he convicts me, exposes something in my heart, obviously we cry out to him, as Andrew shared, Lord, change me, and believe that he's able to empower us. But that through looking intently into this law of liberty, it says, this person will be blessed. We can experience that abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give. So I encourage you with that. Let each of us, I think all of us would say, I long to live out, to experience, much like the law of gravity, I want to experience the law of liberty in my life and just continue to allow him to liberate us more, yet still more and more, and experience that abundant life that he came to give.